Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures lower in all three contracts. Corn down 1 to 2 cents, with December corn trading down 1 1/4 at 403.5. The market did withhold that $4 level again today, traded as low as $4.5. So that was a little bit of good news. We're still below the moving average, and higher than where we were at the first of the month on April 1st, which was just below $4. So as long as we hold that, there will be some bull traders looking to keep those long positions and defend that $4 level. Now, beans fell on some hard times today, down anywhere from 14 to 17 cents. November new crop beans, 9.46¼ cents. And it really seems like the 9.30 to 9.40 range for the new crop beans has been support over the last, since the fall in October and September. So if that level holds, then things could be okay. But if we get through it, then you'll probably see some adding to that short bean position by the hedge funds. Now, wheat, it was pretty disappointing today as well. Down 6 to 7.5 cents in the Chicago wheat, 6.5 lower in the Chicago July, and 9 cents lower in the Kansas City. Rainfall expected Monday and Tuesday, really pressuring that market.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today's trade was kicked off by an export report, but that was sort of secondary to the USDA monthly report that was released today. The export report was, in my opinion, bullish across the board. Wheat was higher than expected, beans were higher than expected, and corn was higher than expected. But initially, the market shrugged that off and was, like I said, more focused on the USDA report. Now, ending stocks for the U.S. 14-15 crop year are expected to be 1.827 billion bushels for corn. Now, that was lower than they estimated, but higher than where we were last month by quite a bit. So, kind of a neutral report there. Beans were exactly in line with the estimates at 370 million bushels. Last month, it was 385. And then wheat, 684, we were expecting 692, and last month was 691. On the world level, corn was bigger than expected at 188.5 million metric tons, about 1.5 million metric tons more than expected. Beans were right in line, and wheat was just slightly smaller. And then South American production, Argentina corn, about the same as expected, and beans the same as expected, and also the same in Brazil.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, April live cattle up 25 at 161.80 and June up 12 at 151.57. May feeder cattle up 22 at 213.70 with August up a dime at 215.02. June lean hogs 30 lower at 76.80 and July down 25 at 78.12. In the grains, May Kansas City wheat down 9 3/4 at 551.5. July down 9.5 at 556.25. May Chicago wheat down 7.5 at 516.75. May corn down 1 1/4 at 378, with July down 1.5 at 385.75. May soybeans 18 lower at 953.5, and July down 18 1/4 at 958.25. May cotton down 51 at 66.22, and July down 33 at 66.13. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.